Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We're entering into the next chapter today with the 27th reading. It's a short chapter, probably we'll do the whole chapter today. And it's on the noble lady Khadija. May Allah be pleased with her. So we'll open with the Fatiha. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. On page 131. Lady Khadija was the first of the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She was the first one who came to Islam in the household of the Prophet. She was like a true vizier, a witness of the truth. Vizier, I guess is how you pronounce it. A shelter of serenity and a source of courteous companionship and affability. She believed him when people covered up the truth and believed him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when people thought he was lying. She supported him with her wealth when people denied him support. And among other wives, Allah blessed her to be the only one to carry the descendants of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khadija was the daughter of Huwailid, son of Asad, son of Abd Uzza, son of Qusay, son of Kilab, from the house of Asadiyah in the Quraysh tribe. Her mother was Fatima, daughter of Zaida, daughter of Al-Asama, daughter of the children of Amir, son of Lu'ay. The lineage of Khadija was connected to that of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam through Qusay, son of Kilab. Even during the time of ignorance, she was given the title At-Tahira, the Pure One. She was also nicknamed Hind. Before her marriage to the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Lady Khadija was married twice, and she lost both of her husbands. Her first husband was Abu Hala Hind ibn Zara al-Tayyini, and her second husband was Atiq ibn Ayyid ibn Abdullah al-Makhzumi. Khadija hired the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a businessman, representing her, and her servant Maisara accompanied the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he traveled with her caravans. He witnessed the premonition of prophethood and talked to Khadija about it when he returned from the trip. Abu Talib arranged her wedding to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When their wedding, he said, "Praise be to Allah, who made us descendants of the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi wasalam, the seed of Ishmael, and made us the guardians and the servants of his house. He gave us a house for pilgrimage and a secure sanctuary, and made us rulers over the people. My nephew Muhammad, son of Abdullah, should not be compared to any man in honor, nobility, or intellect. Although he is not wealthy, wealth in itself is like a shadow. It soon disappears, for it is a deposit that should be returned to where it belongs. By Allah, my nephew is of great potential and a lofty future. He came to you desiring to be wedded to your honorable family member, Khadija. He is offering 12 ounces of gold as her dowry." The person who completed the agreement for her marriage was Umar ibn Asad. He then said about Muhammad, "Indeed, Muhammad is incredibly generous and noble, and none should deny him his request to marry Lady Khadija." His marriage to Khadija took place 2 months and 25 days after his return from Al-Sham in Syria in the 26th year before the message. Khadija was very helpful to the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she supported him from the beginning of his mission. She said to him when he returned from the cave of Hira, "Allah protects us, O Abu Qasim. This is indeed good news for you, O son of my uncle, so be steadfast. By him in whose hand is Khadija's soul, I have hope that you will be the prophet of this people, the Ummah. Allah will never let you down. By Allah, you reach out to your next of kin. You are truthful. You bear all who come to you for help. You honor your guests and you delight them with your generosity, and you are appointed as a representative of the rights of others." She went to Waraka ibn Naful ibn Asad ibn Abdul Uzza and her cousin, which was her cousin, and said to him, "Oh, my cousin, listen to your nephew." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him what he saw and what he heard in the cave of Hira. Then Waraka said, "This is the divine authority that descended upon Moses alaihi wasallam. I hope that I will be alive when your people will evict you." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Will they evict me?" Waraka said, "Yes. No man ever brought what you were bringing who did not have enemies, and if that happens, I will overwhelmingly support you." The virtues of Khadija. 1. Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, said, "I was not as jealous of any of the women as I was jealous of Khadija. The Prophet, peace and blessings upon him, was married to me 3 years after her death, and he gave Khadija the glad tidings of a palace of jewels in the garden, wherein there was peace and tranquility." 2. Whenever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam slaughtered a sheep, he would say, "Take some of this to the friends of Khadija." 3. From Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with the son and his father, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam drew 4 lines in the sand and asked, "Do you know what these are?" And we said, "Allah and his Prophet know better." Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The most virtuous women of the garden are Khadija bint Kuwalid, Fatima bint Muhammad, Maryam bint Imran, the mother of Jesus, and Asiya, Pharaoh's wife, and the foster mother of Musa. Her descendants, Al-Qasim, he was born in Makkah before Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became a prophet. He died when he was 2 years old. Zainab, she was the oldest of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's daughters. She married Abul al-As ibn Arabi Abdul Uzza, and she died in the 8th year after the migration to Medina. Ruqayya, she was beautiful and was married to Uthman, the 4th Khalifa, by divine revelation that was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She died the 2nd year after the migration. Kalthum, she was married to Uthman after the death of her sister Ruqayya. She died the 9th year after the migration. Abdullah, he was born during Islam, was nicknamed the Pure and Kind, and died in Makkah. Fatima. All the daughters of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were alive when the message of Islam first came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And all of them accepted it, and they migrated with him from Makkah to Medina. And it was said about Khadija's children, the firstborn chosen was Al-Qasim, the content. By him the Prophet was given the title the Chosen One, so understand this lesson. Then Zainab was followed by Ruqayya, and Fatima al-Zahra came to carry the loyalty. Like that, Kalthum was counted. After her, Abdullah came in submission in its completion. He was from the auspicious, pure, pleasing lineage. That was said about many of the later lineage who resembled him. All of them came from Khadija. From this pure goodness followed Ibrahim, from the beautiful woman Maria. Therefore say, peace be upon them, with the fragrance of musk and throngs of believers. Khadija stood by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam during his struggles. She was with him while he was besieged at Abu Talib's enclave, which lasted for 3 years. She remained steadfast, patient, and kind. Khadija died 3 years before the migration. It was a year called the Year of Sadness, Am al-Huzn, because in that year the Prophet's uncle Abu Talib also died 1 month and 5 days before Khadija. Ibn Ishaq and others have said, she was buried in al-Juhun. Her body was washed by Ayman and al-Fadl, the wife of al-Abbas. This happened before the establishment of the prescribed ritual prayer and the funeral tradition of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam descended into her grave at the time of her burial. Muawiyah purchased Khadija's home and made it a mosque. That brings us to page 135. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.